The world over. When you drive long enough, you will inevitably find yourself far and away from everything. Now you have to be courageous, as first few days are going to be filled with doubt. Once you get through it, and the daily stresses let go of you, you will become you. And if you give it long enough, you'll find yourself wondering how you got there. The answer is almost always by making excuses for people that didn't deserve them. This falls back on judging people by the age and not by their wisdom, class, and maturity. Anybody can age, but the pursuit of wisdom is a great challenge. Just as soon as you stop making excuses, as you stop filling in the blanks, you are placed on a path towards wisdom. While you do need your books, and narrated books are best, the journey is also very important. You can't hear the wisdom of a book until you get on that path. And let me precisely state what that path is, so that there is no room for confusion here. It is the path of adventure. I was sitting in my coffee shop. I went there because it once had Tolstoy on its bookshelves. But I've noticed that things have changed, and people were not growing up. They were running in circles, curving inwards. I sat in the rocking chair. It was the first time. It felt nice. I rose and made it to Tennessee. I could feel the spirit of adventure, but there was this enormous responsibility to help people grow. I was too young to be heard, though I have faint memories of someone calling me a mother hen somewhere. Georgia. I made it to Georgia next, but instead of turning around, I slept at a rest area. I woke up and kept going until the highway I was on turned to US Highway 1. I pulled up by that beautiful beach, and I walked into the amazing and warm ocean waters. Standing on the edge of the universe, I called it. It was wonderful. The stars came out. I've noticed little glowy fishes swimming about. On my way back, I shot right past my city and kept on driving. And yet again, I ended up on another beach, this time in Ludington, Michigan. Here, I overheard someone mention Nordhaus Dunes. I set off immediately. I've never seen dunes that big before. They looked like mountains to me. I began sleeping at a different campsite each day. Then I discovered a little dune that reminded me of a volcano. And I have spent many days there. I have listened to many audiobooks on top of my little volcano. I discovered how much there is to wisdom. And what is more, that most of our wisdom has to come from within us. Daily stresses and unimportant worries and trying to speak to people who never listen is not that healthy. Before we try to help others grow, we must become wise and much, much older. People must be ready to listen before they can hear and comprehend what you are sharing. Express your concern for others, but not by being pulled into problems of people that don't listen. Write and narrate your books. Write to those who are searching for wisdom, and you will be heard and adored the world over. Now go. Set off on your beautiful adventure. and may you discover all the wisdom and fathom more.